One of the great things about living in northern Wyoming is the abundance of wildlife. Of course, when man gets involved, we have one family that feeds the antelope and the deer and the moose, and of course, then you have the other end of the world that gets upset at the fact that they're wandering around town. But I remember one day, one of our children was with us, and we went up looking for some moose. And there, lying among the sagebrush, was some antelope. And I almost drove by them, but my lovely wife said, "Hey, look." And we looked over and strained our eyes, and there was a whole herd of antelope just laying among the rocks and among the grass and sagebrush. You could almost not see them. And it just made me think how awesome God is, that He can even camouflage a deer, an antelope. He protects His own.
In the quiet afternoon nestled in a grassy glen, the three does rested content with where they'd been. I watched them tuck themselves so perfectly still, as if they understood without a doubt their father's will. They quietly waited, not one ear they'd bend, and into the landscape they began to blend. They were almost invisible to the novice view, perfectly camouflaged, unlike me or you. Our God made them invisible to their enemy, perfectly camouflaged, unlike you or me. We must face our enemy almost every day. He roams this earth, just waiting for a way to pierce our armor, to trip us in our walk, to invade our minds and influence how we talk. He doesn't rest. He's relentless in His quest. His whole desire is to put us to the test. He'd like to destroy our faith in the Lord, but we must remember, hell is His reward. We war against His darkness, but Jesus is our stay. Jesus is our stronghold today and every day. Our King will not forsake us. He conquered Satan's lie when first the devil whispered, "Thou shalt not surely die." Hold fast to the Savior wherever you may go. Take Jesus with you and don't ever let Him go.
Amen and amen and amen. Don't ever let Him go. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. It's the only way to live. It's the only way to stay on the straight and narrow. Keep your eyes upon Jesus.